Let's talk about how to double conversions on high-ticket items with one sentence. Believe it or not, a single sentence can literally double the conversions that you get on your higher-ticket items. And I know that sounds too good to be true, but once I reveal what the sentence is, you'll understand. Now, mind you, you're not going to want to try this with low-ticket items. You'll hate yourself in the morning if you do. Then again, if you have a lot of time on your hands, it's your decision if you want to try this, because it will still work with lower-ticket, on a $50 item or something like that, maybe it is worth it for you. But in my experience, not many marketers are doing this, probably because they're either just too lazy to do it or they simply have no clue how powerful this can be. Okay, are you ready for the sentence? Here it is. Please get in touch with me personally if you have any questions. All right, that's it. Simple, right? Then you just give them the options on how they can get in touch with you. It could be your personal email address or a special phone number or just a chat box on your website, whatever it is. The key is to make it a soft invitation, no strings attached. You want to be clear that you're not going to, try to strong arm them once you get them on the phone. And here's why it works so well. You're asking for a lot of money for your high ticket item. Maybe it's $300 or $3,000 or, $15,000. I don't know. But whatever it is, it represents a sizable investment for your customer. It's not like they're buying a $10 ebook. So naturally, they're a little bit hesitant for good reason, right? And they just need a little bit more of a push in order to take that plunge. And for some of them, simply knowing that you're available to them and that they can get in touch with you is enough. It tells them that you are indeed a real person with a real business and that this is a real product and that they're not going to get ripped off. And then they can relax and they have more confidence in you, and then they're ready to order. And for others, they have actual legitimate questions that you either forgot to answer in your sales material, or maybe you did answer it and they didn't see it. Whatever the case is, they really need that answer before they're ready to go ahead and buy, especially with a higher ticket item. And the good thing is, in those situations, usually it's just a quick question and you're, off the phone or chat or email, whatever it is, in, 2 or 3 minutes, with their question answered and hopefully, with them as a new customer. Then there's the third type of person. Their only question is, are you for real? Because they want to know what happens if they, have trouble with your product. Are they going to be able to get in touch with you? How quickly are you going to answer and so forth? They just need reassurance that you're still going to be there in a month if they decide to use your guarantee. They might even get in touch with you more than once just to make sure before they actually order. Now, there's also a fourth type of person that I should warn you about, and this is the tire kicker. They're going to waste your time. The problem is you don't know at first if they are one of these tire kickers, okay? Or if they are a real person with real questions that may actually end up ordering, or if they're just bored or looking to chat. So if you suspect that they're just wasting your time, you can politely tell them you have another caller and you have to go. But generally, this isn't a problem, especially when you check your numbers and realize your sales have about doubled since you started offering customers the opportunity to get in touch with you, at least for those higher ticket items. And one last thing, which communication method should you offer them to get in touch with you? Well, really, that's totally up to you. Ideally, you'd want to be able to offer all three, phone, chat, email, because different people prefer different things. And if you have a virtual assistant helping you out or, staff, employees, then you can definitely do that. But what I found is that offering all three choices definitely has the biggest impact on the sales. And you can actually notice an increase in your sales just by, making your phone number and other things available, even without a lot of extra people actually calling you. So just seeing that phone number for a lot of people will be enough to push them over the edge. So give this a try, and I hope it gets as good of results for you as it has for me.